This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Most visitors of Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve in Gustavus visit by cruise ship. Last year, none of those tourists came. That erased more than half of the park's operating budget. And as Claire Strimple reports for Alaska's Energy Desk, it's poised for another lean year.
Usually, a couple big cruise ships would be dwarfing charter boats in Bartlett Cove on a summer day. But not today. Cruise ships aren't scheduled to return until late July. Cruise visitors provide nearly 70% of the park's revenue. And after a year without them, park director Philip Hoogie says there are moths flying out of his checkbook.
We're going to squeeze by, you know, we're going to squeeze by without having anybody laid off or anything. And so I can sleep at night.
Luckily, Hoogie was saving up money for some big projects and purchases. When cruise ships stopped coming, he spent it on employee salaries instead. Those savings will also offset this summer's slim season.
If we hadn't had that reserve, you know, we would have, it would have been pretty financial disaster. And if it were to continue for another year for some, you know, God forbid, we would have to take dramatic and drastic steps here.
Spending the savings reserve means postponing two big expenditures, a series of projects to encourage long-stay tourism in Gustavus, and a seagoing boat to patrol the park's waters. Hoogie says Glacier Bay is the only marine park of its kind that doesn't have one. Hoogie says it will take years to build back the park's savings. And while there were no layoffs due to COVID-19, there was a crucial group of park employees that didn't get rehired. Seasonal rangers. They have a special job because cruise tourists don't get off the boats when they sail into Glacier Bay. The rangers get on instead.
The rangers come out in the morning, they get off onto the boat, they get on the intercom system, the casino closes down, the shops, we talk about the natural history for 12 hours as people are in here.
It's a job that requires special expertise, knowledge, and storytelling skills. Some of those seasonal workers have been with the park over 20 years. The job has a nearly 100% retention rate. Hoogie says it will be really hard to replace some of the veteran rangers that have had to move on.
It was hard to ever plan for something like what we've seen here, which was 100% decline in the cruise industry, and then for it to go on to most of 2 years. And that has been a kind of a severe financial strain.
The shortfall is a reversal for the park, whose income is usually recession-proof. That's because Glacier Bay has a unique funding structure among national parks. Most parks' revenue comes from congressional appropriations, federal money. Glacier Bay gets most of its money from cruise ship companies. In lean years, when Congress appropriates fewer dollars to national parks, the cruise industry buoys Glacier Bay's earnings. When cruise ships arrive in June, there will be rangers, but fewer of them. The park only anticipates being able to hire back a third of the seasonal workforce, even though the end of the season is likely to be full.
It's going to be skeleton crews. At the same time, it looks like it's going to be a full house. So we're kind of buckling our seatbelt, and it's probably not going to be the level of service that we are wanting. But also, I think the public is pent up demand, and they're going to be happy to just be outside. And so I think it will all work out in a positive way.
The season will be late and short, but Hoogie says he'd be surprised if 2022 wasn't robust. Even if it isn't, he says Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve only needs to make half its usual income to make it. Reporting in Gustavus, I'm Claire Strimple for Alaska's Energy Desk.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.